Just want to take a moment. Westfield in Bondi is opening up today. And they are going to open up around 11. They're going to play music really low and have it as a time of reflection for everybody. They've got black ribbons, sort of posters, and the black ribbon kind of looks like the breast cancer ribbon. You know, that one that we all know, but it's black. And so, yeah, not sure how many people will head there and pay their respects.
It's like a remembrance, isn't it?
It's hard.
Bit of a memorial reopen. It's a funny crossover because obviously they have to function.
That's right. So many businesses in there that need to keep trading people's jobs.
It's when it's open again properly on the weekend, it's going to be so surreal to be there and still very confronting emotionally for people.
And I wonder if people will want to go, if they feel safe to go.
Yeah.
On a side note, the GoFundMe for baby Harriet, Ashley Good's daughter, $600,000. Wow. So the country's rallying together for her and her future, which is wonderful. And of course, today you would have seen perhaps trending a fair bit, the two Frenchmen, the Bondi Bollard heroes.
Yes.
They were on the Today Show. Now, if you don't know much of the story, one of them, his name is Damien Gouraud. He grabbed a bollard and he's the one you see in all the vision, keeping him
on the escalator,
stopping him to go to the next floor.
What did the other Frenchman do?
He was his buddy.
Yeah.
So he was there too. And then when you saw the policewoman run, I believe they were part of the people behind her going, he's that way, I think. Don't quote me on that. I haven't watched the whole Today Show thing.
Yes.
And still details are very sketchy. But we certainly know him as the Bondi Bollard man.
Yeah.
And such a hero that even Anthony Albanese has said, you can have a visa here.
I say this to Damien Gouraud, who is dealing with his visa applications, that you are welcome here, you are welcome to stay for as long as you like. This is someone who we would welcome becoming an Australian citizen, although that would, of course, be a loss for France.
Jeez. Now, there's so many people trying to get into the country.
Oh, they deserve it.
You just got to pick a bollard up.
It's not just.
No.
He was a very...
Oh, God, I know that.
Yeah, so brave. And just seeing them on the Today Show today and the pictures of the two Frenchmen.
Yeah, getting interviewed.
They're getting interviewed. So here is they're still very... they're quite traumatised.
Yeah.
And maybe their English is not that great. The interview, Today Show kind of cut it up a bit. They just didn't sit down and talk.
Yeah.
They played little bits of it. Here's a bit.
And we are just like, okay, I need to show him like that I won't let him pass. I won't let him go. I need to stop him right now. So I need to show him like I can go as far as I can do actually. So
very, very nice men.
Yeah.
And they didn't actually tell their parents. At first, they didn't ring home and tell them what had happened because they didn't want them to worry. So, you know, Carl said, what are people back home saying? And they're like, well, we haven't really actually talked about it too much because we didn't want them to worry while they're here.
Yeah.
And then also they've been offered a visa. So their family's probably saying, hang on a minute.
We want you to come home.
Weren't you meant to be coming home?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, they look like true superheroes, both their boys, as in not just their bravery, but they're so good looking.
Right.
I don't want to trivialise, but they are such good looking boys.
Yeah.
So Anthony Albanese has given them the visas, and I swear there's a million Australian women saying, you can stay with me.
You one of those?
He can have whatever spare room. I don't have a spare room, but I'll find space.